Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. With warm weather and family events, the 4th of July can be a fun time with great memories. Before your family celebrates, make sure everyone is aware of the dangers of fireworks. Sharice Brooks from Vanderbilt Burn Center is here to discuss fireworks safety. Sharice, fireworks can turn a joyful celebration into a painful memory. How can fireworks injuries be prevented?
Well, the best way to prevent a fireworks injury is to go to the big pyrotechnic displays that they have from professional firework handlers.
Right.
That's the best way. Fireworks are not toys, and they are only meant for adults. Even a sparkler is not a safe for a child. A sparkler is at 2,000 degrees, and 120 degrees for 5 minutes can cause a full thickness burns. So we're talking 2,000 degrees, which can melt some metals.
Okay.
So it's not a toy.
Right. So just best is just to go to the ones
that
have.
That's the very best thing to do.
Okay. If fireworks are not handled properly, what type of injuries can they cause?
Well, 52% of the injuries are burns. The next largest injury would be injuries to the eyes, and usually things are thrown into the eyes. So that's a huge injury. The loss of hands and fingers would be the next category of huge injuries. So it's very significant, and there were three fatalities last year with fireworks injuries, and about 7% of all the injured individuals have to be in the hospital.
Okay.
So, and we're talking 8,600 injuries in 2010 from fireworks.
Wow. Was it a lot of children?
Most of those are less than 20 years of age, the majority. Over 50% are less than 20.
Okay.
And 43% less than 15. So it's a lot of young people.
And you just answered the most at risk is a lot of...
Less than 20 years old. Boys between 13 to 20 are the largest group of individuals injured by fireworks, traditionally, by statistics.
And is there a certain type of fireworks that you see more often, or is it?
Well, it's actually the firecrackers, any kind of firecracker, the sparklers, and bottle rockets. Those are the three most common causes of injuries. The peak season that we see firework injuries is from about June 18th to July 18th. So it's a month, a whole month surrounding the 4th of July is when we have a peak season of firework injuries.
So it's just not that day or that weekend.
No.
Because they start selling them pretty early.
Yes, so that whole month we see an increase of risk.
If a child is injured by fireworks, what should an adult do? I know probably the biggest thing is making sure there's an adult around when there's fireworks.
Right.
But if they're injured, what should an adult do?
Well, anytime anybody is injured, you want to stop the burning process first.
Okay.
So you would want to get cool water to douse to stop the continued burning of the skin.
Okay.
Remove any clothing, remove any jewelry, certainly, and get to an emergency department for an evaluation.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, just that, you know, everybody needs to be extremely cautious. The Consumer Product Safety Committee does oversee fireworks. They are considered a hazardous material, so they have to be taken with great care. If you choose to have your own fireworks and you're an adult, then you want to be sure that you're purchasing fireworks that are legal in your county and state and that you follow all directions and never shoot them off from a metal or glass container. So, I mean, there is a way that a consumer could do it safely, but I really would encourage them to look at all the guidelines and the recommendations from both fire safety and consumer protection.
And where can they get information? Is there a website to
They can go online, and the fire safety FEMA has information, as well as www.cpsc.gov, and that's Consumer Product Safety Commission. And they have a list and a lot of articles about fire safety.
Okay. Thanks, Sharice.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.